Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, has approval ratings that many world leaders can only dream of. His support consistently tops 80%. Now, critics question some Russian polling, but no doubt Putin has significant support in his country. In cities like Moscow, though, the opposition is using U.S.-style political organizing and startup technology to try and chip away at Putin's grip on power. Here's NPR's Lucian Kim.
Not so long ago, being in the Russian opposition meant going out on the street, risking arrest, and shouting Russia без Путина, Russia without Putin, to absolutely no effect. Early in September, the opposition finally had something to celebrate. Close to 300 of their candidates surprised everyone and won seats in dozens of Moscow's local district councils.
I believe it's a really important political statement and signal to the government, to mayor of Moscow, that people are thirsty for change.
That's Vitaly Shkliarov. He was one of the brains behind a little-noticed campaign to field 1,000 independent candidates to fill the city's lowest elected offices. The idea is to build a democratic base ahead of mayoral elections next year. Shkliarov says he was inspired to go into politics when he heard then-presidential candidate Barack Obama speak in German.
Thank you to the citizens of Berlin.
I became a political junkie, if you want. I fell in love with politics because I saw for the first time a different type of candidate, different type of politician, and someone who is young, energetic, and not this typical political actor that I knew from communist and Soviet time.
Shkliarov ended up moving to the U.S. with his American wife and volunteered for Obama's re-election campaign. In 2016, he worked for Bernie Sanders. Shkliarov used that experience in the campaign to take Moscow's district councils by storm.
He was one of the people who were telling us, don't try to talk to people on Facebook. Do it personally, go to from flat to flat, otherwise you'll never be elected.
Anastasia Romashkevich was one of the political novices trained by Shkliarov on door-to-door canvassing. She's a 44-year-old magazine editor and bicycle enthusiast.
If you try to influence a Moscow government to make them build more bike lanes, you understand pretty soon that it's all about politics. I mean, otherwise, that just doesn't work.
The campaign website was designed like the quest in a video game. Candidates had to first file legal documents before they could upload campaign photos and order flyers via their smartphones. In Romashkevich's central Moscow district, 10 of 15 seats went to independent candidates. For once, the Russian opposition feels like it won, even if Putin's ruling party, United Russia, still took three-quarters of the seats citywide. Political analyst Kirill Rogov says this isn't the beginning of a democratic revolution, but it is an indicator that there are many young people who want to get involved in politics. Rogov says the ruling party will do everything to divide them, buy them, and intimidate them. That doesn't worry political operative Shkliarov. He says politics today has to be run like a startup, using new technology to make politics more accessible for ordinary people.
You have to start not up there in the big politics on the presidential level. You have to start down on the earth in grassroots area and with people.
Shkliarov says it's a model not only for Russia, but everywhere where people feel their politicians are out of touch. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.